Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We're continuing to talk about the weekend's protests in Boston in response to the death of George Floyd in Minnesota at the hands of police officers. We'll hear from Governor Charlie Baker as he addresses the Commonwealth in a few minutes. But first, we turn to Reverend Willie Bodrick II, associate pastor at 12th Baptist Church. Reverend Bodrick attended yesterday's protest. It's good to talk to you, Reverend Bodrick. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, and good to be here with you.
How are you? How are you feeling today? How are you thinking about things?
It's been a difficult week, to be very honest with you. Just really processing all that has happened and the repetitive nature of being here again, responding to another incident of unarmed Black man, Black body being killed by the police. And here we see another outcry. And so it's been hard to process. We've been feeling a lot of frustration and pain throughout our community. And, you know, for many of us, it's just enough is enough. And we're trying to both uphold our righteous indignation, but make sure that we're continually to keep a sense of consciousness that will give us enough to keep pushing through. And I want to just continue to push through. I mean, me and my wife were celebrating our wedding anniversary, and my son's 10 months old this week, and she just broke out in tears. And it just really spoke to the fact that she's struggling. She told me, I'm worried about you two and your lives. And so there's a fear, there's an anxiety, but we're trying to continue to push through so that we can change the system of racism and the system of policing that brings us to this instance time and time again.
Well, first, happy anniversary to you.
Thank you very much.
And second, you're welcome. Well, what was it like to be at the protest yesterday? And what was your aspiration for the day as you set out?
So I just have to say, the day started with me preaching. I woke up that morning to hopefully give an inspiring, encouraging, but truth to power message to the 12th Baptist congregation and to the many people in our community who's been listening in online due to COVID. But the goal was to continue to speak truth to power and to be out there to peacefully protest. It was a beautiful experience to see young people step up in our community and lead. It was a great experience being in solidarity with people of all races, all faith traditions, all creeds, coming out to be in solidarity around the issue that is at hand, that there's police misconduct, police brutality, and that unarmed Black lives are vulnerable in this country. For the most part, it was great. It reminded me of my time when I was protesting in Ferguson, when Michael Brown was killed. It reminded me of my time in New York protesting alongside my wife and other family, my brothers, when Eric Garner was killed. And for the most part, it was a peaceful protest. I think there was a spirit of, we want to see change. The cries of I can't breathe and Black Lives Matter was in the air. And I thought it was a protest that was speaking to the cries of the people.
What do you think happened last night? How did things escalate and why do you think?
Well, Tiziana, we look across the country. Boston is not an isolated incident. And people, there are those who don't know what to do with their anger and their pain. And so there is some misplaced anger. And we don't condone the looting or destruction of buildings. It's nothing anyone teaches. But I have to be honest and say, I understand the pain. I understand the hurt. I understand trying to process what to do. I understand how when Colin Kaepernick got on a knee and peacefully protested, no one listened. And people called him unpatriotic and un-American. And so people are just struggling to figure it out. And then there are those who come and in any protest and riot come with other agendas. And That wasn't what it was about. It was about focusing on the issues, getting our voices heard, and ensuring that our city, along with other cities across the country, that America actually addresses its original sins of racism and the fact that it's permeated every aspect of our society, including our policing in this country, and that we need to take action and do something about it. And I don't want the damage or the things that devolved into that situation to dilute the problem or to distract us from the problems that are at hand and the purpose for why we were there peacefully protesting.
So how does one do that? How does one keep what happened last night from distracting from the challenges that there was an expression of righteous anger against in the daytime protests yesterday?
Yeah, I think Dr. King said that riots are the language of the unheard. And so we must understand that people have gone unheard for a long time. And I say that this has become somewhat of American ritual. To come back to this instance over and over again is almost ritual for us. And I think people are tired of it. I think the goal here is to actually recognize that the source of the problem and the source of the problem is what we should be considering, not the symptoms, and recognizing that these things would not happen if justice were served immediately. If we have not continually seen cops get arrested and get off, or police officers or state actors get, acts of misconduct and brutality and end up in another job in another police department. And so I think what we're going to have to do is really hold up a mirror to ourselves in this country and really ask ourselves, is it the property and the damage that we're worried about, or is it the problem? That we have a systemic racism issue, we have a white supremacy issue, that we have a policing problem in this country, and that we need to do something about it. And so I'm praying that that we can keep focus here and not allow some of the bad actors that were out there to distract us from the fact that we have a problem that continues to cause these types of outcries. And what we're seeing is that we're not just seeing it here, it's all across the country. We're seeing it across the globe, in London and in other countries across the world, in solidarity, because people acknowledge that the real problem is a lack of value of humanity of Black life in this country.
Reverend Willie Bodrick, I'm going to have to cut away in about 20 seconds for the governor. One last thought. What's the immediate next step you want to see?
I want to see us not just have statements of solidarity from our leaders, but actions of substance that will deconstruct the practices that profile Black bodies. And I want us to be reminded that peace is the resolve of justice, not the forcing of civility in the face of injustice. And so I believe that God is a God of peace because God is a God of justice. And if we're going to get past this, we're going to have to repent as a nation to our original sins.
I'm going to have to cut you off there. I apologize. That's Reverend Willie Bodrick II. Thank you so much. I'm Tiziana Deering. You're listening to Radio Boston.